بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the praises of Allah رب العالمين, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we are about to see the end of the month of Dhul-Qa'dah and about to commence with the month of Dhul-Hijjah. These are the sacred months which are declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. These are no ordinary days. They are days of remembrance, reflection, and spiritual preparation. A time for reflection and for remembering what it means to trust when the path ahead is unknown. To trust when the path ahead is unknown. As we also approach the sacred journey of Hajj, we turn our hearts towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, not to its buildings, but its legacy. We turn our hearts towards its people and those who first walked upon its sands with nothing but faith. The legacy that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told his followers, that one day they will go to a place called Misr, Egypt. So they should treat the people well, because the people of Misr have the right to kinship. They are the descendants of our mother Hajra alayhi salam, who is the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. Now, my respected audience, the legacy of Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha is not just a story. It provides blueprint for survival, lessons in sabr and perseverance, signs that struggle comes before relief, and that the zamzam comes after the run. The zamzam comes after the run. It's an amazing story. We can listen and we can take lessons from it, my respected audience. Or we can listen and forget about it. The choice is ours. Ibrahim alayhi salam was traveling with his wife Sarah alayhi salam to find a new place to give da'wah. And as recounted in a very lengthy hadith, that Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has narrated in his Sahih, he says that they passed through Egypt, where there was a tyrant king who takes attractive women and he kills their husbands. Thus, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked about Sarah alayhi salam, he said that she is my sister, meaning my sister in faith. So he wasn't lying, he was just saying that she is my sister, because had he said she is my wife, what would have happened? Because she was a beautiful woman, so he would have taken her and killed Ibrahim alayhi salam. So to work around it, he said she is my sister in faith. The king summoned Sarah alayhi salam because she was a beautiful woman, despite the fact that he said she is my sister. The king summoned her and he began to approach her with evil intention. She called upon Allah Rabbul Alameen. What a beautiful dua. What a beautiful dua she made. Imam Bukhari mentions this in his Sahih. She says, Allahumma in kunta amantu bika wa bi rasulika fala tusallit ala al-kafir. This is the dua she made. She said, O Allah, if I know that I have believed in you and your messenger, then do not empower this oppressor over me. You know that I believe in you and I believe in your messenger, so do not allow this oppressor to empower me. Allah made it such that this king was overcome by a temporary paralysis. He froze and he started having seizures. She then thought to herself and she said, O Allah, if he dies, the people will say I killed him and they will kill me in turn. So do not let him die, just hold him back from me. This is the dua she made. The king regained his ability and started to approach her again. Again she made a dua the second time, and it happened to him again, but this time his shaking became more severe. She called out again that, O Allah, if he dies, people will say I killed him, and in turn they will kill me. Just protect me from his harm. Allah protected her again. The king came to her for a third time, not learning his lesson. Again she made dua against him, and this time the shaking became even more severe. When the king came out from his seizures the third time, he called his guards and he said, you sent a devil to me. You've sent a devil to me. This woman is not a normal woman. She is a jinn. Get rid of her. And in turn of her compensation, send someone with her to get her away from me so she does not harm me. And the compensation that was given to her was none other than Hajra alayhi salam. Amazing. That compensation that was given was none other than Hajar alayhi salam. It was not her name, but Hajar literally means ha ajruki. In Arabic, Hajar means ha ajruki. Here is your reward. So the guard said to Sarah, take her yourself and your brother and please leave this place.
And during the travels, Hazra alayhi salam observes the iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah, and she becomes a believer. And just as Sarah alayhi salam was truthful in her iman, so too was Hajar alayhi salam, who went from being a servant of a king to becoming a servant in the household of a Nabi. And then who'd get married to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and she gives birth to Ismail alayhi salam. He takes Hajar alayhi salam, this believing woman, with the only son to Ismail, and then the story goes on, and you are aware of the story. What happens during the route, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs him to slaughter his son. Nevertheless, my friends, we won't go into the depth of that. Thousands of years later, her great-grandson, none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would stand on that same Mount Safa. Amazing. That same Mount Safa and Marwa that Hajar ran 7 times, and from it gushed the well of Zamzam. On that same Mount Safa, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood right next to the well of Zamzam, and he calls out to his people to believe in Allah. He calls out to his people and he tells them that if I were to tell you there is an army on the other side of this mount, would you believe me? They said, of course we would believe you. You are as-sadiq. You are al-ameen. You are the truthful. You are the trustworthy. We always believe you. We have never known any lie that come from you. Then he says, I am the messenger of Allah. And they turn away from him. His uncles curse. His people turn away from him. Standing alone on Safa, watching everyone walk away. My respected audience, think about him. Watching the people turn their backs on him in the very same place that Hajra alayhi salam was left completely alone thousands of years earlier. All of the people that he thought loved him, they turned their backs on him and they walked away. Imagine that painful moment of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam standing on Mount Safa. That kind of loneliness is different. That kind of loneliness is different. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made one dua as he would go through the ritual. And the dua between Safa and Marwa can be from your heart. It can be in any language, whatever you want to say. But there was one prescribed dua that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says at Safa and Marwa. La ilaha illallah wahda. La ilaha illallah wahda. Al anjaza wa awda wa nasara abda wa hazam al ahzaba wahda. That there is no Allah, there is no God but Allah. He fulfilled his promise. He supported his servant, and Allah alone destroyed all these groups. My respected audience, this month of Dhul Hijjah, this month of Qurbani, this month of Hajj, is not just about rituals. It's about faith in the fire. The same fire that Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into, we are facing the same fire in a different form. So this month is not about rituals. You'll go to, you'll make your qurbani as soon as possible, and you'll come back and you think you have been, you've done your duty. It's about faith in fire. It's about hope under pressure. And trusting in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when the world turns away. Let your dua echo from your heart. Everyone sitting here now, make this dua in your heart. You ready? That, oh Allah, bring Zamzam to Gaza. Make this dua, my friends. Oh Allah, bring Zamzam to Gaza. You never forget the forgotten. You never lose your people. Just as Zamzam gushed forth for Hajra alayhi salam and for Ismail, oh Allah, you are that same Allah. Let Zamzam gush forth for the people of Gaza. My friends, faith, iman doesn't stop the storm, but it gives you shelter in the midst of the storm. Faith doesn't stop the storm, but it gives you shelter in the midst of the storm. Gaza's people like Hajar alayhi salam are running. Not in ritual, but in desperation. May our prayers be their support. And may Zamzam rise again, not from the ground this time, but from our collective hearts. Zamzam didn't come before the run. It came after the struggle. Zamzam didn't come before the run. It came after the struggle. Faith always comes before relief. Today, the people of Gaza are running, not between hills, but between ruins. Not for water, but for survival. They are searching, crying, and hoping, just like Hajar alayhi salam. If Allah brought water from the desert, if Allah brought water from the desert for one believing woman, oh my Allah, you can bring mercy to the people of Gaza. And as we enter the month of Dhul Hijjah, let us not forget the people who are oppressed. We're living a life of ease. And when you look at what's happening in the world, and you say, oh Allah, what have you tested me with? What can I complain to you, oh my Allah? You have blessed me with so much. Let not your easiness make you forget Allah, just as their hardship has brought them closer to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Once again, we want to say jazakumullah.
وأحسن الجزاء to our beautiful congregation. Whenever there is an appeal, alhamdulillah, brothers are always ready to give. And alhamdulillah, last week's blanket collection was very well received, alhamdulillah, shukr alhamdulillah. Preparations are already underway to get those blankets to the necessary recipients, inshallah, to the indigenous schools around and to some other old age place, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly and immensely for every cent that you have spent. And I make dua that may Allah always bless your wallets and your pockets to see to the needs of others. May Allah, because people of Iman don't live selfish. People of Iman, we don't live a selfish life. We worry about the needs of others. So may Allah always bless your pockets and your wallets so that you are always those in need. And inshallah, today's collection will be for our masjid, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, there is great work taking place. The ghusl khana is almost ready. Alhamdulillah, many other one, two other projects are underway, inshallah. So for every cent that you will spend, especially in this month, make this intention, O Allah, that I'm giving this money. There's more righteous deeds that Allah loves the most in these months. So make this dua that, O Allah, I'm spending with that intention that you love righteous deeds in this month, and I'm going to spend, inshallah, so that I can collect even more profits in the year after, inshallah. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة. إخوة الإسلام، قال الله تعالى في كتابه: ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما والإمام الشافعي والجمهور رحمهم الله: هي أيام العشر من ذي الحجة، فإن من رحمة الله وفضله تعالى على عباده أنه جعل لهم هذا العشر الأول من ذي الحجة موسم النفحات والسعادات، يشترك في الاستفادة منه جميع المسلمين من الحجاج وغيرهم. لقد فضل هذا العشر لما اجتمعت فيه أمهات العبادات من الصلاة والصيام والحج والأضحية وذكر الله تعالى ومن التسبيح والتحميد والتحليل والتكبير. أخرج الإمام البخاري رضي الله عنه من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. عباد الله، روى الإمام مسلم أن أم سلمة رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا دخل العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ من شعره ومن أظفاره شيئا حتى يضحي. قال ابن قدامة: يستحب التكبير في أيام العشر كلها. وقال الإمام البخاري: وكان ابن عمر وأبو هريرة رضي الله عنهما يخرجان إلى السوق في هذه الأيام يكبران، فيكبر الناس بتكبيره. وقال الإمام الطحاوي رضي الله عن ذلك: من السنن التي غفل عنها كثير من الناس في هذا الزمان، فبذلك يتأكد إحياؤها. نسأل الله التوفيق لما تحب وترضى، ومتعنا الله وإياكم ببركات هذه الأيام، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let's let us ensure that our soft sustained, shoulder to shoulder with our hands in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فاجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك. بارك اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.